Good evening, everyone. In the land of audio boo, or is it boom? I'm not sure these days. I mean, it's really boom, of course. But I'm still in the land of audio boo because I've still got the old app. And I'm intent on keeping it for as long as possible. As you can probably hear, I'm in the kitchen. Getting dinner ready, rather belatedly. I've got meat in the oven, it's gammon. And about to start peeling potatoes. How exciting. It's raining quite heavily. It's been raining since about, I think about 4 o'clock. And it's gone really windy as well. So yeah, there's not really a lot to report. And I thought I'd do a kitchen boo for want of something better to do, so I can have an excuse to talk to myself and pass the time in this monotonous chore. What's been happening in my household? Very little, really. I've been doing Octavia, of course, and I haven't really done many boos as such, apart from that, because to be honest, there's been nothing much to talk about, really. Everyone's been going to work except me, and I've been doing what I'm supposed to do at home. So that's as much as I can say, really. So I might not talk a lot in this boo, I might just do a bit of a soundscape of me peeling potatoes and I don't know. Sometimes, you know, you just don't really feel in the mood for talking, so as Obi would say, in the multitude of words there is bound to be error. Anyway. Now, let's see. These potatoes. I'm not sure what vegetables we're having yet. Wow, this is exciting stuff. I've kind of got out of the habit of doing boos a bit, apart from the Octavia ones. This life's been pretty dull. Summer's gone, autumn's here. I like autumn though. There's not really much been going on the health front. Thankfully, I suppose that's a good thing. Nothing new anyway. No developments. Connor's birthday came and went. My niece's 18th is on Tuesday. I'm not sure what she's doing for it yet. But then it's my nephew's the following week, and then the next one on the horizon is mine. But I don't know if I want to do much for it. I don't really. Probably just go out for a meal or have a takeaway. And I dare not say the C word here, but it's getting ever nearer. Is it not? Is it not, everyone? It's increasingly evident in the shops, apparently. But of course we've got Halloween and firework night to contend with before that happens. And they've already started letting off fireworks in some abundance around here. Not today, because it's raining, although that often doesn't stop them. So, yeah. I tend to peel and cut up one potato because it's not so monotonous doing it that way. This knife is not very good at cutting potatoes. I've just realised I don't normally use this one, but it's cutting them all right, but it's a bit of a struggle. I think I might get a different one. That's all right for vegetables. Let's try this one. One of my new ones. I'm on the knife block. I should do it better. It's much better. That's less like hard work. I don't know if you can hear the difference, but I can certainly feel the difference. I don't think I can taste the difference, though. Now. I've only got 20% battery left, which is probably a godsend and a blessing to everybody. because it means I can't go on too long. Right, that's one potato done. Next one coming up. I'm just soaking them in warm water in the sink. That was the biggest one. It was a big one. A great big long one. I've been enjoying people's octavers. Even if I don't like some people's taste in music, it's been interesting. And I've heard some things, some interesting things I've never heard before. And also reacquainted myself with some things that I hadn't heard for a long time and I'd forgotten about. So I've been enjoying that. I wasn't going to do it, but I mean, I'm not doing any professional sounding recordings. They're very amateurish, but I don't really care because that's not the idea, is it? It's not who can do the best recording. It's not who can do the best anything. It's just finding different songs. It's interesting to hear different people's takes on things, I think. And in some measure, I suppose it reflects their personality. I'm not sure about that. But some people, I'm not surprised that they're tasting music, even though I don't know them that well. Someone like Daylight Gambler, I'm not at all surprised at his taste of music. I kind of expected that's what it would be like. A bit like my son's, actually, Connor. Although I think he likes Coldplay. But it's quite funny to, you know, not be surprised when you hear somebody's choices. I don't know why. It's weird. It's something you don't know personally, you know. It's like when you first meet somebody, before you meet them, you build up kind of an image of someone in your mind. Maybe it might be that, you know, what they sound like. And so often I'm right. I mean, I might not get the looks right because I can't see, so I might not imagine what they look like, but I can get a sense of them. It's funny that, isn't it? You can get a sense of somebody, and then when you meet them, they're how you imagine they would be. Very weird. Very weird indeed. I cannot peel potatoes with a knife. Save my life. Oh, well, I could, but you take too much skin off. I've seen other people do it, and they take too deep a layer of skin off of it, and I think all the goodness is just under the skin. It's probably better if you don't even take the skins off at all. They're a good sense of roughage. Sense? Sauce, that's what I meant. A good source of roughage. Okay. I am going to do a different kind of potato. I was going to do roast potatoes, but I wasn't thinking what I was doing, and I've sliced them thin like I'm going to do like something else, so that I can't really use these as roast potatoes now. They're not going to work. So I'm actually going to them in a sauce, I think, like sliced potatoes. I think that would be quite nice as a change. I don't know what I was thinking, really. I suddenly just realised that I had sliced them instead of, because I normally, when I'm doing roast potatoes, I normally peel them and then I cut them and I kind of count them so that I know I've done enough for the amount of people that are going to be eating them. And then I suddenly thought, how many potatoes have I done? And I thought, eight? I've been counting them. And I thought, why haven't I been counting? Uh-oh. Because I've sliced them up like I'm going to mash them. I'm not. I'm going to partly cook them. And then I'm going to put them in a, I don't know whether I'm going to make a sauce for them. But I have actually got some sauces in the fridge for pasta. Well, one of them's not for pasta. It's a garlic and herb or something. I think I might just do them in that. But I've got to check with somebody, because some of these, I don't usually buy that kind of sauce, because I bought some once, I bought it twice to make my fish pie with, and it wasn't supposed to be brought to the boil, only I didn't realise, and I put it in the oven and it boiled over and made the most terrible mess of the cooker. And when it happened the second time, I thought, hold on a minute, there must be something I'm doing wrong here with this sauce, And when someone read me the instructions, says, do not allow to come to the boil. And I thought, uh-oh, there's my mistake. I've got my AirPods on, and the wire of the, my phone's in my pocket, and the wire of the AirPods is hanging down, and it's just caught on the cupboard door, and opened it. I'm going to go and find out about this sauce in a minute. I actually have got a spinach and ricotta, which I might use actually, because it's bigger. But I really bought that for pasta. I've never had that before, so I'm going to get these potatoes on to boil. Oh, what a dumb thing I did. I'm not really with it today. I keep doing really stupid things. Maybe that's nothing new, though. That's on. Now I'm going to get this sauce. And I'm going to go and ask Obi. He's upstairs on his Xbox, which is fine, because that's what you do on a rainy evening in October, if you're a man. Now, where's this bloody sauce? Oh, I hope it's not bloody. I think this is it. Now, I don't want to cook those potatoes too much, otherwise they'll end up going to mash, which I don't really want to have with what was meant to be a roast dinner. Darling?
Yeah?
I'm on audio, boo. What are you doing?
I just turned the game off. I wanted to come straight.
What, the laptop?
I just turned the Xbox off.
Oh, I thought I heard my laptop talking.
No.
Can you tell me what you do with this sauce, please? Because I made a mistake with the potatoes. Instead of cutting them up for roast potatoes, I sliced them like when I'm going to do the mashed. So I'm going to put them in the oven with a sauce if I can. But I don't want it to be like that one that we weren't supposed to let to come to the boil that time. Do you remember?
Okay. Creamy sauce made with spinach and ricotta cheese with a hint of nutmeg. You want to go downstairs?
Yeah, come on then. You're on audio, boo, remember. So behave yourself.
I never behave myself, not even for audio.
I know, but just try. Just try. Here comes Shinky. Oh, bless you, Lammy. Bless you.
Look,
he's jumped in to get next to me.
Microwave. Breaks tab by twisting end of screen.
Ow! Lammy, stop it.
Lift off lead. Spare sauce. Are you following?
Yeah.
Lift off lead. Break tab, alright?
Yeah.
Lift off lead. Spare sauce and replace loose lead back on pot.
Mm-hmm.
Heat on full power for 3 minutes.
Okay.
Stay on replace lead. Heat for another 1 minute and 30 seconds. Then, yeah. Stand for 2 minutes. Oh, empty cold doesn't do saucepan. He didn't leave for 45 minutes stirring occasionally.
45 minutes? Oh, 4 to 5 minutes.
Stirring occasionally until piping hot. Do not allow to boil.
Oh, so I can't put it in the oven. So what I'm going to have to do is cook the potatoes. And then I think I'm just going to have to... What I'll do is just pour that sauce over the potatoes and heat it up with them in the saucepan. Do you see what I mean? I can hardly call myself a chef. Otherwise, I would have made. I do make the sauce from scratch sometimes. What's the date on that? Is it okay? Go on. Oh, listen to that rain. Hello, Shant. Let me shut these in now. I know. I'll feed you in a minute. Hold on. Get up on the table, Shant. Candice. Oh, she's shut in the cupboard. Mine, Shanti. Candice is shut in the cupboard. It's a big cupboard. All right. She sounds like a squeaky toy. What, Shanta? Hello, Ronda Tonta Tonta? This is that little wild cat, and she's right in my face. Tonta Tonta! Tonta Tonta! Oh, let me let Candace out. Come on, you little evil. Out you come. Candace was shut in the cupboard. Shut her in the cupboard. I can either do that. What do you think, Odd? What did the date say?
What?
The sauce. Yeah.
I'll try and look at it. I can't see it.
I hope it's okay, because we've had it a week. No, we've had it more than a week. Has it not got a date on it?
It did, but it looks like it's, I don't know, it's October, but it's cleaned up, see what I'm saying?
Don't know how that's happened. I don't know whether just to do mash. What do you think? I might just do mash. Oh, now I don't know if I've done enough potatoes for that though. Yeah, give me that one. I've got another one. I don't know if it's going to be big enough. I've got a different one. That's quite a big one, you see. I think it said October, so it's probably by the end of October. I don't want to make us all ill. Where's the other one? Where is it? I know it's here. Cheese. I've got every kind of cheese. Hummus. Cheese. Sausage rolls. Yogurts. Where's this damn sauce? On the shelf, I don't think. Coleslaw, bread rolls, grapes, and the contents of my fridge. Hot dogs in a bowl. Where is this other sauce then? This is annoying. I know no one would have eaten it because they just wouldn't have done. Two lots of eggs. Is it up here? More bread rolls. A loaf of bread. Shut up. And here it is, right at the back. I don't think that's going to be big enough. It might be. Okay. I think they probably all say don't allow to boil. Here, look. What's this one? Look. Oh, look. I don't know if that's going to be enough, though, do you?
What do you want to read here?
What's the date on it and what do you do with it? Because I've
28th of November.
Okay.
So, what you want to do is what you want. It's a mealtime, doesn't have to be complicated, just taste it. The simplest taste is creamy garlic. Simply stir this creamy garlic and herbs cooking sauce into chicken and serve with new potatoes and green beans for a perfect delicious meal. Number one, cook 3 to 4 sliced chicken breasts.
Two. Yeah, I don't need to really know that, but anyway.
And stir in sauce and heat gently for 1 to 2 minutes.
Does it say do not allow to boil?
Three, with new potatoes and green beans. No, it doesn't say anything about
it. Is that all it says?
Yep.
Well, I don't want it with chicken and green beans and bloody new potatoes, do I? Does it say do not allow to boil?
No, it doesn't say anywhere there. Yeah.
What is it, creamy garlic?
Philadelphia simplest cooking sauce, garlic and herb.
Okay, I think what I'll do is cook the potatoes, drain them and just heat this up in the saucepan. I hope it's going to be enough. It'll have to be. Because the potatoes are all sliced. Okay. I suppose I could mash them, but I don't know what time it is. Alright, let me get the vegetables ready. Okay. What time is it, darling? $19.50. Okay, that's right. That means I've got to take this meat out. Stand back, Lammy. Stand back, old chap. Blasts you in the face if you're not careful. Okay. I'm going to remove the foil. Okay. Remove the foil. And in. Glaze stuff. Get out from under my feet, dog. Will you cause an accident? I'm going to put over the top. Okay. Cut it open. And now we pour it on. So it all comes out. Ugh. Okay, mind out the way, all of you. Let's wash my hands. A bit antibacterial soap. That smells really nice. It smells like fruit. Put this back in, I suppose. I don't know what your animals are all hanging around for, because I'll feed you all in good time. For another half an hour. Okay, that's that done now. Vegetables. For the steam. I don't even know what we're having yet. Cabbage, probably. Oops, I nearly put the knife into the waste bin. Last time I used the steamer, I nearly succeeded in... Oh, shit, I've done that with the door again. It's so dangerous. I hate the door handles on these doors. They've kind of got a bit at the top that can catch things on. Scissors can go in the dishwasher now. If you animals don't get out from under my feet, there's going to be trouble, I'll tell you. I'm going on strike. That'll be the day. Okay, what next? Steamer. Steamer, where are you? Where is my steamer? Right in the corner where I can't reach. Important thing. Water. To accompany this delicacy. What do I do with my plate? Wash it. What do I do with it? Oh, if I had a brain today, I'd be really dangerous, you know. Here it is. Now let's see what we've got. Let's see what we've got. Peppers, broccoli. Cabbage, tomatoes, what's that? Cabbage, there's a bit of cabbage, I'll use that. Start with that broccoli. How about that? these potatoes might turn out to be quite nice. You never know. Slice up this cabbage, what's left of it. It's a sweetheart cabbage. I like that, it's very nice. Rub it up. Wash it in the steam because it's got holes in the bottom, of course. Okay, now I don't want all this broccoli, I don't think. Some of it. I'm surprised. I'm just going to break it, it's easier. When you cut it, it tends to go everywhere. And get these on because then potatoes aren't going to take forever. I haven't put anything in for myself. Oh, I'm a dimwit sometimes. Wash the cabbage. Oh, cabbage. Let me wash you. And broccoli. It's not a lot of broccoli because people aren't mad on it, only me. What can I have for myself? I don't really know what I've got in there actually. What's the fit on this stupid thing? Let's see, the potatoes need turning down. Shut up. Okay, they've boiled over a bit. The broccoli can go away now. We'll see what's next. Tomatoes, peppers, mushrooms. Yeah. One pepper. How many tomatoes? One, two, three, four. Four tomatoes. A handful of mushrooms. Stick all this lot in the water I've got over here. Yeah. Every time I step away from that sink now, I have to be careful not to catch my wire and knock myself over with it. I'm going to make a pepper first. Okay, the next tier. This one. Okay. Now. Let's get out the seeds. Green one. I can tell by the taste of it. I cut it into quite big pieces for steaming because it's nicer that way. You can taste it properly. I don't want it going to bits. Wire on the drawer now. It's annoying. Tomatoes. Here we have you. I'll just cut those in half. One. Sometimes I do onions, but 2, 3, 4. Mushrooms. Not very big mushrooms, I might need more than this. Some of them, I'll just cut these in half. Shit, I've dropped that bit on the floor. That was a nice big one as well. Dropped half of it on the floor. Everyone, but I am. Do this away. Mmm. Very nice. Is that enough now? A couple more mushrooms. Dot on it that I know where. That's it. There you go.
I'm just still on audio, boo. Are you doing the or are you doing mash?
No, I'm not doing mash, I'm just doing. I might be doing mash, I don't know. Or sliced with this sauce on it.
Yeah, I think I'll do mash. If it's a roast, mash wouldn't make sense with it, would it?
No, we're not done yet. But these don't. What was that?
I'm just covering the plastic for
that. What, the plastic? I didn't put it in really well, did I?
What
are
you?
The plastic containers. It was me. It was me. It was I. What are you after? Chris? Pringles?
Yeah.
No. What is? Nothing. I know, can you put them in a tin or something? We've got plenty of tins in there. Or one of those plastic boxes, get a plastic box down. That's the best thing to put them in. That one volunteered. Now, there's not much else I can do out here for now. Oh, mind out the way, you lot. Let me see how much time I've got.
It's quite half eaten here, you won't.
What?
Well, the dick upstairs.
No.
Chuck it.
Give it to Lamb if you want.
Will you have it?
I don't know, might do.
Four, stick in it.
I'm trying to listen to how much I've got left on it.
Are you done on it?
No. I've got to feed the dogs now. And then I'll be done on there.
What happened at the bus stop today?
Huh?
What happened at the bus stop today?
What? What happened at the bus stop today? Is it something bad?
Well, how do you look at it?
Right, let me pause it. Hold on. Okay. I am back. Whoops, what am I doing? Okay, I'm going to check on the potatoes now. Let's check on them, see how they're doing. Because they might be done. I don't want them to overcook because I don't want them to fall. Are they done? Need a bit longer, I think. I don't want them to overcook. Meanwhile, I can put this rubbish into the food waste bin. I wonder if it's still raining. Okay. I'm going to feed the dogs. I've heard it 100 times before, I know. Let's get their dishes. Now, I'm going to feed you cats in a minute as well. Now, Lemmy. Some of your food into the bowl. My food. I've got the window open because it gets very steamed up in here with the steamer going and all that stuff. Now, I think you're onto a new box of food tonight. Oh no, we've had one out of this lot. You've got more food than I have. Toof toof, I'm telling you that now. Now. Oof. I'm hot. Even with the window open. Oh, that smells disgusting. I think it's butchers. Ugh. Yuck, yuck, yuck. It smells foul. What's this done? I've already changed their water. So. Now, let me just give that to Niles. Come on then. Just what you've been waiting for. You don't say that no to that, do you? I don't tell you I was up at that. Oops, why isn't that shutting again? Stupid. His tablet in. Quack-a-boo-boo, you'll have to wait a minute. I'm not ready to do you yet. Actually, I might as well. It's just that they've knocked some of their dishes down in there. And I don't feel like crawling around on the floor to find them, so Obi said he'd go and look for them for me. And in the meantime, I will feed them. I'll have to do a grocery shop soon because they're down to their last box of food. Are they? Oh no, what's these? These are different ones. I wonder if they like these ones. I think they're High Life. Let's try these. You can have some High Life today. They're under the last two boxes. Kyle's finished already. Lamb is getting there. Aren't you, lamb? Hey? Oh, this is mushy food. It's horrible to get out. Ugh. You don't get much in them either. It's not really much. Not much mush. It doesn't all come out in one piece like their normal Felix does. I bet they don't even like it. They're a fussy lot at times. I don't know what that film is on the TV, but it's got audio description. Poor James Bond. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's it. In the bin. Wash this container of lamb is out. So I've got it in this tin pile. I'm going in the recycling. What dishes I can find in there. And when I come back, I'll check the potatoes again and take them out. I'm coming with their food now. Come on, Wakaboo. Come on, Big Chief. Come on, everybody. Good evening, all. Hold on, hold on, hold your horses. Pinky, your dish hasn't been knocked down, that's you. Wakaboo-boo, yours has. Oh no, it hasn't, it's there. Right, it's you two then that have smacked your dishes onto the floor, is it? Well, someone has, it's only one, okay. That's you two. You need clean water and you need more dry food. You need to have your mat put straight. You lot are liability in here. You can't ever seem to keep it tidy, can you? Now, where's that bowl? It's a bloody nuisance. Is it under the table? Oh, I'm going to ask Obi to find it. I can't be bothered. First thing, I'm going to get the water. Take their dirty dishes. Darling? Mm-hmm. I can't find their dish on the floor. There's one of them missing. There's a bag already in there.
What, 6 plus 3, so how many? 9.
Yeah.
So 25 plus minus 9, how many?
16.
So you've got 16 minutes to go.
Yeah. I was thinking that the meat was going to be done quicker, but it's not.
Give me a bag here, please.
There's a bag in there. The yellow one.
Oh,
you need some papers, though. Yes. What makes you think I haven't? Huh? Okay. I will feed them at the same time. I mean, he finishes. I'll feed Lammy first, but he takes ages to eat his food. Niles has gone in about 3 seconds. Have you finished yet, Lamb? I'm walking after you, Dilly. I'm walking after you. Sorry, I didn't mean to tread on your toe. Let me just get their dried food before. Yeah, then mind your tail, you idiot, otherwise it's going to go in your water. Can you see their bowl? Oh, thanks. Where was it? Under the table? Thank you. The wipes are here as well. Just about got enough dried food to last till Tuesday. I'll do my order. For Tuesday.
Well,
look like evils, though, aren't they? No. Oh, they run. Evils. Hello, little evil Knievels. Do you love the evils? Where's their dish, darling?
Thanks.
Oh, thank you. Good luck. Good luck is all I can say to that. These potatoes must be done then. I'm just going to wash my hand. Have you finished? Yeah. That's it. Everyone's eating their dinner. Or at least everyone's been fed. The animals, that is, not the humans. We're a bit late tonight. No one's got work in the morning. Okay, let's take these dogs out now. Oh no, let me turn the potatoes off first. What the weather's like. If it's anything like earlier, it's not nice. Come on then, let's go. Let us go. Come on, dogs. Noel, come. Good boy, sit. Go on, it's still raining, but no, it's not really, it's spitting. It's not like it was earlier, but I don't suppose it's any guarantee that it's not going to get like it again, is it? Goodbye, busy, busy. It's all dripping off the trees, though. That's almost as bad. And it's windy. It is raining still, I think. I think I must have just got on a dry interlude when I walked out the door. But it's not raining like it was. Good boy, busy, busy. It's not really, it's a bit chilly, but it wouldn't be if there wasn't a wind. Sit. Good boy. Wait. Go on then, off you go. Let's see, is it raining? And is it coming, or is it coming off the trees? It is raining. It is definitely raining. Sit. But I don't think quite as heavily as before. Go on then. It's more than spitting. Lammy! Come on. I think I'm going to upload this crap now. And he tripped over. Oh, I'll just wind my clock up. I don't need to put it right because I put it right the other day. So I'm gonna put these potatoes. Yeah, they're definitely done. Hope they're gonna be okay. Okay. I will upload this and I will speak to you all soon. I hope you're all having a good weekend and keeping warm or keeping cool, depending on where you are, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye. I've got to unlock it first.